Big Lake in the Caribou is about a 45-minute drive northeast of Williams Lake, and it's the unlikely headquarters of an international organization against the trafficking of wild animals. It's called the Monitor Conservation Research Society. Chris Shepherd is the founder and executive director, and we've reached him at Big Lake. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Now, I understand you run an international organization aimed at stopping the illegal trade of animals. How did you end up doing that from Big Lake?
Well, I didn't actually start in Big Lake. I'm originally from Smithers. I moved to Southeast Asia. I actually went to Southeast Asia on a bit of a backpacking trip and ended up working in wildlife conservation there, in Indonesia and Malaysia and other parts of the region. And I lived there for 25 years, working for a different organization there. And then in 2017, I wanted to move back to BC. My parents live in Big Lake, so I moved to Big Lake. And set up an organization called the Monitor Conservation Research Society, or Monitor,
okay.
which is what I do now.
And exactly what is it that you do?
We're a research organization. We look at illegal and unsustainable trade in wildlife at national and international levels all around the world. So we investigate trade levels. We look at how to strengthen policies to ensure species aren't lost due to trade. We support conservation efforts, and we support enforcement initiatives.
Are there any particular species that you look out for, or is it just any animal?
It's a pretty long list, and sadly, it's getting longer all the time. We focus on less charismatic or lesser-known species. A lot of organizations look at elephants and rhinos and sea turtles and tigers. We tend not to. We try to look at the species that no one else looks at, and that's a long list. So we're looking at a lot of species of reptiles, songbirds, different species of bears, otters, and on and on. It's a very long list.
And these animals are being moved from one country to another illegally? Is that the gist of it?
Yeah, so there's trade at national levels, and then there's also international trade, like you said. And it's enormous levels. In fact, most people aren't aware how big it is. It involves millions of animals every year. The trade overall is comparable in size to the global drugs or the global gun trade, arms trade. So it's massive. It's a lot of animals.
Except these animals are actually alive versus that other stuff you mentioned. What made you decide this was your life passion?
Well, I always wanted to work in conservation. And when I went to Southeast Asia, I went to Indonesia first, and I saw the scale of the trade, where shipments of freshwater turtles going to Indonesia to China, for example, were, you know, around 25 tons every 2 weeks. And you see the big bird markets there, where in a weekend you could count 20,000 birds in a market. When you see the scale of that, it really hit me that something has to be done, and there's just not enough people doing it and not enough support for this kind of work. So I jumped in, and that's where I've stayed.
And have you had some successes? Do you feel like you're getting what you want to do accomplished?
Well, you know, I think we're winning lots of little battles, but the war is far from won. Like I said, there's the list of species threatened by trade is growing all the time. A lot of species that I used to work on are now gone. But in some cases, yeah, we've had a lot of species listed as protected, where in the past they weren't, and trade was completely unregulated. And we've brought to attention the plight of a number of species that now are conservation priorities for other organizations. And I think we've done a lot of really good work, but we have a lot left to do.
Do we see much in the way of illegal animal trade here in North America?
Yeah, well, North America, the U.S. is one of the biggest importers, if not the biggest importer, of wild animals for pets. Trade isn't just live animals, though. There's a lot of parts and products from wildlife that are traded, bear gallbladder, ivory, medicines made out of all kinds of species, trophies, et cetera, et cetera. And Canada's a pretty big player in that. There's a lot of trophy hunting in Canada where the parts, where the trophies are exported. There's a lot of import, legal and illegal, into Canada of fisheries products, aquarium species, for example, or pet reptiles and that sort of thing.
How is this stuff all getting... I was going to ask, how is this stuff all getting moved? Is this on ships or airplanes?
It depends on the product, and it depends on the legality. I mean, legal trade is just done by air usually, but illegal trade is done all kinds of ways. If it's live, though, it's done by air, just to save time and cut down on your mortalities.
What's it like for you trying to run this international nonprofit out of the rural area in the Cariboo?
It's different. I used to be in a few countries every month for about 25 years. Now I'm sort of a little more stationary, partly because of where we are and partly because of COVID restrictions in the recent past. But we have people around the world. We're a very small organization. There's only five or six of us, but we have people all over the place doing surveys and doing investigations and that sort of thing and carrying out research.
What's your latest project?
Oh, well, we're working on a few projects right now. We've got some work on songbird trade in Asia, work on freshwater turtle trade internationally, some work on bears in about 7 or 8 countries. We've got a project finishing up on otter trade in Vietnam, lion bone trade from Africa to Asia.
Oh, wow.
We've got quite a long list of ongoing projects.
Yes, it sounds like you touch all corners of the globe.
Yeah, we are all over the place, definitely.
If folks listening want to help you guys out, what should they do?
Well, given that we focus on the species that are lesser known species, the ones people don't generally know about or care about, our greatest challenge is raising funds to support our work. People often give money to organizations that support elephants or rhino work, but very few people give money to organizations that work on lizards or bats or otters,
right,
or primates. So financial support to our research is essential.
Okay, Chris. Well, I guess folks could check out your website.
Yep. Yeah, our mcrsociety.org is our website. All of our projects and publications are there. If you're interested in learning more about what we do, please do visit our website.
Well, pleasure chatting with you this morning, Chris.
Well, thank you very much.
That is Chris Shepherd, the founder of the Monitor Conservation Research Society, and we reached him at Big Lake in the Cariboo.